Are you blessed? Yeah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Good to see you back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your compassion. We thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the fruits, Lord. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you, Lord, where two are gathered, there you are. And so your Shekinah glory is in this place. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will help us this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't want to lean to our own understanding. We want to acknowledge you, and you'll direct our paths. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for all those promises, things I didn't mention, the things I did mention, because you are faithful to it, because it's according to your resurrection power. We shall walk in your love. We shall walk in your forgiveness, your mercy. We are washed in your blood. We just thank you and we praise you this morning for all these things and much more in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to learn to have faith in the Word. You know, as we're born-again Christians, you know, if I was to pray for Ron, for example, I'm just using him for example, well, my flesh has unbelief, his flesh has unbelief, so we need to call upon the Holy Spirit to help us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Because we have a free will, it isn't automatic. And so when you pray for somebody, whether over the telephone at home, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll draw from Jesus. Else it ain't going to happen, you see, because there's three enemies we have, the flesh, the world, and the devil. And all three will try to hinder what you're doing. And so your flesh will try to hinder you from getting Elry healed or Ron healed, you see. So there's automatically unbelief in our flesh. And we go through a process of renewing the mind and all kinds of different things. But the flesh will really hinder you. Me being in the ministry as long as I have, I've learned all that stuff. And I do know that God, Lord Jesus Christ, will not assign you a gift, you see, until you've been trained and mentored. Now, it doesn't mean he won't flow through you, but when it's assigned to you, it's like the apostles. He called them one day over to him and said, okay, I give you power and authority to go out and do this. And so unless he gives us power and authority, he will flow through us as sovereign moves of God through us, because God is in us, the gifts are in us, the Holy Spirit is in us. But a lot of people who are just saved think it's automatic, that it's their gift. Once he gives you the gift, he has to make sure that you're not going to quit, that you're going to serve God with it. This is the reason why. The gifts and the callings are irrevocable. So once God gives you a gift, he can't take it back. So he's going to make sure your heart is right, that you want to serve Jesus with it, you want to serve people with it. And I'm just throwing that out because this is the way the Spirit of God is leading this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you're going to pray for somebody, always remember, your flesh don't believe, and the one you're praying for, flesh doesn't believe. You do things by the Spirit of God. And someday, and I don't know the time and element in people's lives, but he'll assign that gift to you or gifts to you. But first he's going to check your heart out. Is Jesus more important in my life than myself? Am I after God for all the blessings and I don't really want to serve people and serve God, and my flesh is more important and things in my life are more important? All these things are very important. You ought to get the CD this morning and take time and listen to it and ask the Holy Spirit to really give you the riches of what God is saying this morning out of this. Amen? Because just for me to rattle it off like this, sometimes you hear it, but God wants you to become a doer of what you're hearing. Hallelujah. Amen? So always remember, your flesh don't believe. Your flesh is enmity against God. It doesn't have the ability to obey God. Okay? So that's the reason why when we get born again, he gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us the written Word of God. So that we have to make choices. And when you make a choice to do it according to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit in you helps you do that. Amen? So always remember that there's three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. And your flesh will hinder you from going on with God. You know why? It doesn't understand. So it's just like you have an immune system, and your immune system fights things that come into your body and so on and so forth. Foreign things that come into your body, the immune system fights that. Well, the supernatural is foreign to your body. It's foreign to your mind. And it'll fight the things of God because it doesn't understand it. Can you receive that? Can you understand that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, some of you people, the CDs are very, very inexpensive, and it's worth going home and hear the Word of God if you ever want to come out of anything you're in. Amen? Is Kay here this morning? Come here. You know about, I'll bring it back to you, Kay. Hello, testing. 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 Jeez. I think that power came all the way from heaven. Before we give Kay the mic, about 2 weeks ago, I don't know if it was 2 weeks or a week ago, I asked if some of you people are going to have an appointment. I think there was, you remember that? And several people raised their hands. Well, she didn't want to say anything, but I also said if you're going to have an appointment, you're going to have grace. You're going to have favor. Okay, now we'll let Kay share. Isn't that true?
Yeah, about three. Can I stand up? Okay. It was about 3 weeks ago that he said about an appointment, and in August, I had a situation where I was postmenopausal, but I was bleeding, and that caused the medical people to get a little upset. And I had to start going through a battery of tests. And when he said I had an appointment or talked about appointment, I didn't want to say anything because, you know, this is kind of a personal thing. You don't talk about it. And so I had these tests, but I had this peace of God in me that said everything was fine. But I also needed reassurance. And if he had said exactly what it was, I would have never said anything, raised my hand, because it is a personal thing. But when he said an appointment, and he says, now you guys have an appointment, you need to raise your hand and say you have an appointment. And I was like, yes, sir. So I raised my hand. And and I had two appointments that week, and one of them was the gynecologist, and they had found 5 fibroid tumors. And they said that I would probably have to have some surgery. And I didn't want to have surgery, but I was like, okay. But when he said there was favor and grace coming with that appointment, I just had that reassurance in my heart that the peace of God that was resting on me was that everything was going to be fine. And when I had that gynecologist test, and when he talked to me, he said, oh, you're not going to have no hysterectomy. You're going to be fine. And he said, you're perfectly fine. So I had a healing. I had restoration. Everything was fine, and I was completely healed. And the gynecologist was like, why are you here? And I go, I don't know. You know. And so I was healed, and I just praise God for that.
Praise God. God bless you, Kay. You bet. Praise the Lord. Take it. Hey, ooh. Take it right across the aisle to David right there. Kind of share briefly, David, what happened there.
Sure. Well, I'm blessed, and I'm blessed to be here. I feel great from my bottom of my feet to the top of my head, and you have no idea what that means to me, except I've had all kinds of challenges, and just recently, my stomach, I was nauseous and all kinds of stuff, just terrible things and other things involved, too. I was prayed for. I was ministered to. I went to my doctor 3 times. No help on any occasion until I came and saw the pastor. I just knew that if I talked to him, I would be healed. Well, that was assuring because I had assurance of the Holy Spirit. So I went and talked to him. He prayed. We talked for a little while. And he prayed for me, and I thought, I'm healed. But there was no physical manifestation. A few hours later, no pain. Pain is gone. Later that night, pain is gone. Next day, pain is gone. Next day, no pain. The glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so very thankful for his power.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, David. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, there's anybody else that got touched here that wants to
Who has it? Who raised the hand? Chris? Chris Young?
No, he didn't raise his hand.
I know, but he has something to say.
Okay.
Okay. Bill has.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say you prayed for my hip the other night.
Friday night.
Yes, and I haven't had any pain since then. Of course, the only problem is when I was slain in the spirit, I got a crick in my neck now. I gotta be. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I don't have a pain anymore.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you. Yeah, you bet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Anybody else? Before we go on with the word, David's got one more word he forgot. On the tape, on the mic, put it on the mic because we got it. Goes on the tape. It'll bless people.
Don't stop believing and trusting in Him. Be persistent. How long should you pray for something? Until it happens, brothers and sisters. Not until you get tired. Until you get it. You don't stop when you see. He'll take care of you if we'll just trust and believe in Him.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you. Right behind you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, the sword is the word of God, right?
Amen.
And we had to take up the sword, which is the word of God. I'll say it one more time. The devil, the flesh, and the world is your enemy. I mean, it's that will hinder you from trying to get into a healing or prosperity or whatever it may be. Your flesh don't believe. So we become born again, and I was sharing that earlier. We become born again. It's the Holy Spirit that has to help us. But you have to ask the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to help you receive healing, to help you receive prosperity, to help you receive peace. All the stuff I'm talking about comes from Jesus Christ, and so the Holy Spirit has to help you. He takes from Jesus and gives to us. If you don't understand how this happens, how this works, then you don't receive from God. But He gives us the Word, so we'll understand how it happens. Amen? So we have to spend time in the Word of God. We have to believe in the Word of God. We have to have faith in the Word of God. And whatever the Word of God says, that's where your faith has to land. Okay? So we're going to talk some more this morning about some things in the Scripture. Hopefully it'll help and build your faith up and cause you to... There's some people here who need to be realigned with the Holy Spirit, realigned with the Word of God. You've been out of line with it, and you can't get things to happen like the promises claim they are, and you got to be realigned. And the Word of God realigns you. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you would, please, Chris, turn to 2 Kings 20. Starting with verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." How many people, not necessarily here, but have gone to a doctor, and he said, "Get your stuff in order, you're going to die." Sometimes we receive those reports, and we believe in those reports. And so we're going to speak the Word of God, and we're going to draw by the Holy Spirit from the Word of God that we are not to believe reports. Only report we're going to believe is the Word of God. That's what we need to learn to believe, just the Word of God. Amen? That's what set me free from MS and booze and drugs and all these different things. So God wants you to understand that sometimes we get a lot of reports in life. In this journey in life, we get different reports. It could be about our finances. It could be about our marriage. It could be from a doctor. It could be about our physical. And we're going to go on to find out what he done. You see, we only receive reports as born-again Christians that come from the Word of God. Amen? If you can learn this, saints, and you can operate in this and flow in this, it'll absolutely set you free. In verse 2, then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray now, I have walked before you in truth with a loyal heart, have done what was good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly, and it happened before Isaiah had gone into the middle court And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Return, tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, Thus says the Lord God of David, your father, I have heard your prayers, and I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord. Listen, saints. Hezekiah said, I am not going to believe in that report. I've served you, Lord. It's basically like keep on asking, keep on knocking, persevere, press in, speak the word of God, believe only in the word of God, release your faith only in the word of God. Amen? And so he's not going to receive that report. Get your things in order. Amen? He's saying, and so God gives him 15 more years. But there's some things I want to point out here as we go down through this story here. I have heard your prayers. We're going to touch on that in a minute from now. Everybody in here, God hears your prayers, and I'll show you why. But we haven't got there yet. That'll be a little add-on to this as we go down through here. And in verse 6, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Asher, and I will defend the city for my own sake, for the sake of my servant David. Now listen now. Then Isaiah took take a lump of fig, so they took that, laid it on his boil, and he recovered. But let me tell you something. He didn't believe he recovered from that fig. I want you to listen now. Our flesh fights us all the time. Sometimes a doctor will give us something, and we don't quite believe in what he's given us. And so, and we're not supposed to be. We're supposed to believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus and Christ and so on. But listen to what he says now in verse 8. Hezekiah said, What is the sign of the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up? Now, he's already put the fig on now, right? To the house of the Lord this day. Then Isaiah said, This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the window go for? Shall the shadow go forth 10 degrees or go backwards 10 degrees? Hezekiah answered, It is easy for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, but let it go back 10 degrees. The point I'm trying to make here, God's trying to make here, there is a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So everybody here has a right to have a sign. Everybody here has a right to know from the Word of God that your prayers are heard, that God hears your prayers. So sometimes we get reports and someone may say, take vitamins or do this and do it, and you have a right to have a sign from God. And that means the Spirit of God coming upon you, the Spirit of God touching you. Hezekiah said, I wanted to go backwards. A miracle was done so he could believe that he could receive healing and believe in what the fig done. Are you listening? And so God wants to be up front here. He wants you to believe, and because Hebrews 2:4 says he's a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hezekiah said, I want the sun to go backwards on the sundial. And God done it for him. So when that son went backwards, he was convinced that fig healed him. Although it said he recovered from the fig, I don't think he was quite sure that that's what healed him. So I want a miracle, a sign to know that when you're putting that fig on me, it's God telling you to do that. Are you listening? God wants you to be blessed in this understanding of the Word of God. So you and I, as children of God, have a right to have a sign from God. If God don't sovereignly touch you, you have a right to have a sign from God, you say. And if someone's telling you to do this or do that, you can maybe do it, or they may do it to you. But the whole thing is here, God says, it's just like Kay. She got a sign from God. I said in the Word of God, who has an appointment? Because every appointment you have, and some people had an appointment for a job. I didn't have no idea that she had an appointment for a doctor because she didn't say. She just kind of raised her hands. But I said, you'll have grace. You'll have favor. So she had a sign from God that the doctor said, what are you doing here? You know, there's nothing wrong here. One report says it was. Another report says there's nothing wrong. She had a sign from God. You understand? God done a miracle for her. And he's done a miracle for me. And he's done a miracle for a lot of you people here. Whether it's a headache, whether it's a backache, or whatever it may be. It's just like David back here. He got a sign from God. He had prayers from other people. He had been to some doctors. He hadn't got nothing. God led him here. It wasn't me. It's just that I believe in healing because God healed my physical body. So there was nothing big thing in the office. I just anointed him with oil. We done some talking first, anointed him with the oil, laid hands on him, and now he's healed. God gave him a sign. What's the sign? The sign, the pain's gone. You see? And there's some other things he couldn't share, but it's much more bigger than that. I mean, for David, this is truly a miracle in his body. Amen? Hallelujah. Now turn, if you would, Chris, to John 11. If you'll follow along with me now, this is Jesus speaking here, John 11, verse 40. Hallelujah. Jesus said to her, I'm going to read my Bible here. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus, listen now, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard my prayer, heard me." Listen to me. I said earlier, Hezekiah prayed, and God heard his prayers. I'm telling you, because the Father heard Jesus' prayers, you and I can do the same thing. We should expect when we pray that he hears our prayers. Don't let your mind say he hasn't heard it, but believe that you are in Jesus Christ, that he's heard your prayers. Because that's where the battle comes in. The flesh starts coming against, starts doubting, and starts hindering your prayers and so on and so forth. Because maybe it didn't happen bang like that, but it will happen because God's heard your prayers. He heard Hezekiah's prayers, and because we're in Jesus Christ, we can do the same as he done, and we must believe when we pray that he's heard our prayers. Because Jesus said, "Thank you, Father, for hearing me." Then he goes on here, listen now, then he goes on here in verse 42, "And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by here, I said that they may believe." You see, we are sitting here, we're hearing Jesus say, "I thank you for hearing my prayers." He's saying it on our behalf so that we can believe that he's heard our prayers. So the Word of God is speaking to us and saying, Jesus is the Word, he's the faith, and he said, "I thank you, Father, for hearing me." He said, "I'm saying it because of those around me," but he's saying it today for you and I, that we will believe that the Father will hear our prayers. Are you listening? Hallelujah, because we can do the same now. That's the promise of Jesus. Jesus said, listen now, we got to believe in what Jesus said. He said, "Father, I thank you, but I'm saying it behalf of these people around me." So he's repeating it today by the Holy Spirit through me, that we'll believe that God hears our prayers. Amen? He heard Hezekiah's prayers. He saw his tears, and he answered his prayers. He even gave him a sign. I'm telling you, saints, God is saying today that you have a right to have a sign from your Father God, through not only through Jesus Christ, but by the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. You have a right. But what happens is the flesh, the world, and the devil is what hinders us. And so the flesh, because it didn't happen like that, it did as far as God's concerned, but the manifestation of it, and we sometimes give up. We sometimes say, "Well, I didn't feel nothing. Well, that didn't happen," and so on and so forth. Well, she didn't feel anything. David didn't feel anything at the time. But the pain, the manifestation, the pain left. In my body, MS left out of my body. It'll leave out of yours, because you have a right to believe by the Spirit of God in you that God has heard your prayer. And don't let your flesh hinder you. And don't let the devil hinder you. And don't let the world tell you different. And stop believing reports. Only report we're going to believe that comes through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over, if you would, Chris, to John 14. A couple of pages over. Verse 12. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater than works than these, he will do, because I go to my Father." So the Father, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, you've heard my prayers. Hezekiah, I thank you. You've heard my prayers. You've seen my tears. I want the sun to go backwards. I want to see a sign. I want the sun to go backwards." You see? Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, you can do the same. So you can stand in your prayer closet, and you can pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and you can believe by the power of the Holy Spirit that he's heard what you prayed. Isn't that what that says? Jesus said, you can do the same. We got to have to decide, are we going to believe in what Jesus said? Get yourself stuff in order. And Hezekiah says, no, sir, I've served your Lord. Everybody in here has served the Lord in some way. Everybody in here has tithed and prayed for other people. You have a right to walk in healing. You have a right to walk in prosperity. You have a right to walk in grace. You have a right to walk in peace. You have a right to have the anointing. Break the yoke of bondage off our lives. Because Jesus said, thank you, Father. Jesus said, you can do the same and even greater. Hallelujah. And whatever you ask in my name, verse 13, I will do that the Father may be glorified. Whatever you, now you've got to go back to this, saints. If Jesus said it, that's where our faith has got to be. Whatever you ask in my name, that the Father may be glorified. Whatever you ask, you're going to believe what Jesus said? Or you're going to believe what your head says? Or you're going to believe what the report the world says? Or you're going to believe what your pocketbook or your checkbook says? You have to understand, Jesus says this. He's the Son of God. He is our power. He's our salvation, our grace, our mercy. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so when he says, whatever you ask in my name, that's why Hezekiah, that spiritual law was in place. You see, he didn't ask in the name of Jesus, but that spiritual law was in place. And so he prayed, and God granted him 15 more years. Wouldn't you like to have 15 years in a healing ministry and seen all kinds of thousands of people get saved? People, let me tell you something. The world needs today to see people coming out of the wheelchair, particularly all these other religious, you know, Hindu and all these different things. Their God's not doing something, but we got to show that our God will do it. That's why we got to have people pursuing the gifts. Have a desire for the gifts, not for yourself. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing through us to set the oppressed and the captives free. Jesus said you can do the same. He went around casting out devils and healing people. Well, the church today is being watered down. Religion has come into the church, the body of Christ. But Jesus is going to work through his church. Hallelujah. He's going to work through his body. Amen? Then he goes on to say, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. This is Jesus. Either you believe it or you don't believe it. Anything you ask in my name, I'll do it. Why? Because the Father always hears his prayers, and the Father hears our prayers. And the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. So that spiritual law goes all the way back. Hezekiah turned his face and said, no, sir, I've served you, Lord. I have a right to be healed. And I don't know about this fig, but I got to see a sign from you. And the sign was, let the sun go back on the sundial. And God done it. What do you demand from God? Isaiah 45, he says, command the hand of God. We're afraid to do that. You're a son, you're a daughter, you're a king, you're a priest, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a right to command the promise of God, not based on you and me, but based on the finished work of Jesus Christ. You think he suffered and died and done all this stuff that we shouldn't get the benefits of it? We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We receive the Holy Spirit into our lives. Then we have a right to demand it, to speak it, to persevere, to press in. Say, no, sir, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to walk in healing. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm going to walk in grace. I'm going to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing through me. And I'm not going to listen to that hindering flesh of mine. And I'm not going to listen to the devil. And I'm not going to listen to the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus said in Luke 6:38, you give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Who are you going to believe? That's the Word. He's the Word. He's the faith. And he said it'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over. Give your life to God in a way that you haven't given. Maybe you want to give him your tongue every day. The tongue needs to be tamed. You know why? When you get a bad report, your tongue wags. Well, they said this. The tongue needs to be tamed by the Word of God. We need to speak the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Revelation 4:1. No, Revelation 3:8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door. Say, I have an open door. And no one can shut it for you. You have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. See, God, Jesus is saying, you got an open door. Open door to what? Into the kingdom. Into the kingdom blessings. He's the door. You see, we've entered the kingdom, and he's given us that open door to enter the kingdom blessings. And when you walk in the kingdom blessings, God's going to add to you. Amen? The door, you and I don't have to open that door. The door's been opened. Hezekiah didn't know about those spiritual laws, but he said, I ain't putting up with this. You can stick a fig on me, and I may look like I'm recovered, but I want to see a sign. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Okay? Look over to 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things that must take place. See, God wants to draw us into the supernatural. He wants us to come into the Spirit. He wants us to come into the gifts. He wants us to come into visions and dreams. Amen? Hallelujah. I know he's talking to John, but you see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He draws us into the gifts. He draws us into the peace and the love and the grace and all the benefits that God's given us, the supernatural things. And your flesh is your enemy, saints. Whether you like it or not, believe it or not, the world is your enemy, the devil is your enemy, and he'll hinder you. They'll hinder you. All three will. But God says, I want to show you the supernatural. I thank you, Father, you've heard my prayers. And I look for a God with signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. I look for my mind to change, my marriage to change, my finances to change, my body to change. I look to that because you can do the same, Jesus said, as I. And Jesus went around casting out devils and healing, and you have a right to be healed. You have a right to prosper. Jesus said, if you'll give, that means give your life. Give your life totally and completely to God. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Blessings will come. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One more place, Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Saints, you got to learn to obey the law of the Spirit. As born-again Christians, if you want to be free, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from a law of sin and death. Separation from God and sin. It's separated us. It's made us free. What have I got to do? I got to say, Holy Spirit, help me to obey the laws of the Spirit. If you don't obey the laws of the Spirit, you won't be free. You'll be separated from God. So there's spiritual laws, like there's spiritual laws of the flesh. There's spiritual laws. And there's life in the spiritual laws in Christ Jesus. It'll set you free. So you go all the way back to Hezekiah again, and you find out the law of the Spirit. You see, it's a law. It didn't begin just when he thought it began. It always was in place in heaven. And he drew upon that and said, listen, I've served you, and I'm going to receive a healing. I'm not going to accept this report. And God says, go on back and tell him I've heard his prayers. And Jesus said, Father, I thank you for hearing my prayers. And he said, you can do the same. So when you approach your prayer closet, the first thing you have to do is obey the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus by saying, you pray, I thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers. Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help me to hold on to what I just prayed. Because it's a spiritual law. And you need the Spirit helping you to hold on to it. Else your flesh is going to say, it ain't never going to happen. It ain't never going to work. It'll hinder you from getting your prayers answered. That's just the way it is. We're made up of flesh, saints. And we have the Spirit of God. But I guarantee you, when I get to a prayer line, that's why I say Friday night, you'll hear me say this 1,000 times. People come up here in the prayer line, and I ask them to close their eyes, and I say, Lord Jesus, let your Holy Spirit flow. Holy Spirit, come. I'm not going to depend on me because there's unbelief here and there's unbelief in the flesh there. And so we need that Spirit of God, don't we? And so Jesus said these are spiritual laws of life in Christ Jesus. So if I obey the laws of the Spirit in Christ Jesus, people can receive healing. There was all kinds of people that got healed here Friday night. According to their testimony, there was feet, there was knees, there was backs. I don't know how many different things. See, some people, when they get a good blast of the Holy Ghost, they don't want to come back on Sunday. They sit home, man, that Holy Ghost hangover, and say, oh, man, I'll go next Friday. My wife blessed me. I come out of the prayer closet. By the way, I'd like to have you look at something. And the pipes in the kitchen were all plugged up. Now, I just got this hangover. I just got charged by the Holy Spirit. It's hard to do things in the flesh. I sat there for 15 minutes looking at those pipes. I said, how does this work? Help me, Jesus. So I had to take the pipes apart and bring them out there and put the hose through them and drive out all the stuff that was put in there. It wasn't something I wanted to do. But if you want to wash the dishes and run the water, you got to. You know what I did? Hey, listen now. I went over. I was drunk in the spirit a little bit. And I went over to Big R, which is a place that sells. What do they sell over there? Yeah, all kinds of stuff. That's a good answer. And so I needed a thing under the sink, you know, for the water line. Listen now. So I go home, and I'm going to clean the sink out. I said, Betty, give me a little bit of bleach. And I cleaned the sink out, right? And then I'm under the sink now. And I put the pipe in, and I pull the pipe that's stopping the bleach from coming. And it comes all over my shirt. I had a pair of $75 jeans that hit them. Hey, Betty, turn the water on. And the pipes weren't even hooked up. So Betty said, okay, dear, here it comes, sneak. And I'm under there, hold it, oh, I got it. I came out from there, man, I had bleach in my mouth and everything else. Plum, plum, plum. My wife doesn't say, she says, oh, my. See, sometimes we do things and we're not ready to receive it. I wasn't ready to receive bleach. You got to get hooked up to the Holy Ghost. Then you can receive it. Amen? Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, sometimes if we filmed our house on a Saturday or after I preach, you say, there's something wrong with them people. You're right. I've given you an open door. See? Come on up here, John. I want to show you some things. Come on in the Spirit. I want to show you some things. Hang around people who talk about the Holy Ghost, who pray in tongues. See, the whole problem with the body of Christ is we think we're taught strictly faith. And so what it is we automatically think because we're in the flesh we can do things. Listen, saints, your flesh doubts. You've got reasoning in your flesh. The other person has reasoning in their flesh. That's why some people don't get healed. And that is an assignment of the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life someday. It'll happen. You'll be like the apostles. I send you out to heal. I give you the power in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, here's the key. Anytime Jesus said, or the Word says, you can go with it. You're going to have to release your faith. When Jesus said, thank you, Father, when that spiritual law was in place and Hezekiah said, no, sir, I'm not putting up with this. Make sure you're hooked up to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at that picture there. Praise you, Jesus. Put on, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong page. Wait a minute, Jeff. Praise you, Jesus. Put number 10 on the black. Hallelujah. Here we are again. Amen. We need Jesus, don't we? Listen, saints, he's heard your prayers. You can demand a sign if you can believe it. He'll say, come on up here. Come on up here. I've opened the door for you. See, everybody says, well, I don't have no faith, and I'm just little, and I can't do this. He said, I've opened a door for you to enter into the kingdom where all the promises and the blessings are. Amen? If your wallet is empty, don't accept that. Listen to this. God wants to refresh us today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do that in a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Haven't you been here before? Huh? Didn't I speak over you a couple of times? Are you in ministry? Have you ever been in ministry? You've been what now? Oh, okay. overseas or here? Oh, okay. So you have been in ministry. And the reason why you haven't got into it, because you had to go to work, finances or something like that, or what? Well, God has not taken that away from you. You still have a heart for that. You have a heart for ministry. And when you heard this morning, God has opened a door for you to enter the kingdom. Whenever God calls you into a place, there may be a drying up of your finances, God's saying today, but God is going to replenish that. If you desire again to do that, God will supply all your need. God will supply all your need, whatever you need. If you want to go on the mission field in Mexico or whatever it may be, and you want to go back to that, God is going to supply that. He's trying to encourage you today and refresh you in that area. Sometimes where our flesh and the world and the devil pushes us in a corner, where we will confess that if this was God, I would have the finances, or I'd have this, and doors be open. But there is dry spells. There's schooling by the Holy Ghost and so on and so forth. And so I used to tell my boys who played football, you got to learn how to lose before you can win. And sometimes in ministry, it's the same way. You got to learn how to really release your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you're out in the desert, God will bring you water. God will bring you food. He brought Elijah, he fed him with a raven and so on and so forth. We've lost those teachings, but God's trying to refresh you and encourage you. If you have a stirring in you to go back and do that, then God is going to open doors for you and allow you to do that. And he'll be with you, and he'll supply all your need, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just when I look at you, you husband and wife, when I look there, I hear the word distraught. You know what that means? You speak English? Don't speak English. You speak English, dear? Do you understand what I'm saying? You hear the word I said, distort? Speak to him in Spanish, tell him. You two come up here. I'm very bold. That didn't hurt with my plastic foot. Hallelujah. Does he understand what you're saying? Is that going on? That's going on. Is it because of finances? Is he legal? Is he worried? I'm not gonna say nothing. I mean, listen to me, brother.
Police.
Oh. So you're distorted. He's distorted over that and everything. You speak a little English, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. How long you been here?
10 years.
Why are you not become a citizen? The police?
Yeah.
We're talking about the federal government. We're talking about becoming a citizen. Oh, you're running from the police. You ain't got time.
I have sons and need to go back to Mexico for 1 or 2 years.
Who's saying this?
I don't have family in Mexico.
The police are saying you got to go back to Mexico for 2 years?
Yeah.
Is the federal government telling you, or police? A local police?
No, the police.
How long have you been married?
10 years.
And you still can't? You don't have a right to become a citizen? Are you from Mexico, too?
No. Sure.
Oh, okay.
That's the law for immigrants.
Well, how did you still here?
Because I'm legal since 2003 from Costa Rica. But for him, he could come here with a visa and he stayed illegally.
But after 10 years, he could become a citizen. Oh, you can't.
Not anymore.
Oh.
After 2011, immigration found a way to make it really hard for all of us.
Wow. But God is greater, right?
Yes.
Amen. Do you have any children?
Yes.
How many children? Three? Are they here?
Yes.
Oh, they're over in the children's thing? Oh, okay. I'm really glad you came, brother. I want to pray for you.
Not for me, for my family.
You need help from God. Have you got Jesus in your life? Are you saved? You know what that means? Right now. Okay, I'm going to pray, and then you're going to repeat it, okay? Ask him if he's Catholic. No one's told you about Jesus. Take my hand. You ain't got to wipe your hand. What is this?
Sweat.
Oh, sweat won't hurt me. Put your hand in there. Hallelujah.
We do that, all of us.
Oh, we do that, all of us. Okay. Say, Jesus.
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 Today,
hoy,
I ask you to come into my life,
que vengas a mi vida,
to be my Savior.
Que sea mi Salvador.
I thank you today, Jesus, that all my sins are forgiven. I am now the temple of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus, that you have opened a door for me to become a citizen. I ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Are you saved, dear?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's saved now. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing, Lord, that breaks the yoke of bondage. Satan, you're not going to hinder this man, this child of God. He's blood-bought. He's blood-bought. He's blood-bought. He's blood-bought. And right now, my God, supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, he's going to feel the peace of God, and he's going to be assured that Jesus can open doors. He's Lord over the universe. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that you have heard these prayers, and doors will be open because I command the hand of God to be upon this man's thinking, Lord, and to be on his situation as far as becoming a citizen. We thank you, Satan. You're not sending him back there. You're not going to hinder this marriage. You're not going to come against flesh. I bind his flesh right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, as Jesus said, we thank you for hearing our prayers, and we look forward to a miracle in him becoming a citizen. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the peace, and I thank you for the wisdom upon these two, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, as I bind the people who are trying to send him back and trying to disturb this marriage. Right now, Lord, we thank you for grace and favor in the name of Jesus upon her life, upon her body. We thank you for healing all through her body and her emotions right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that your love and your faithfulness to this couple, Lord, will start right now. The refreshing will come upon the both of them right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Let everything in her body and her thinking go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's okay. Turn around here, brother. Right here. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Did you feel that? Did you feel, huh? What's he saying?
He feel like this. Shaking his skin. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Oh, gooseys. Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. That's God. You just felt God. Did you feel it? You just felt God. Hallelujah. Okay, you can go be seated. You'll be happy now. God's going to give you a Christmas present. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. What's your names? Oh, boy, that don't help. What did he say? Caroline. Well, remember Caroline, the husband, when you're in prayer.
Victor.
Like Victoria.
Victorious.
He had the victory.
Yeah.
The victory.
Well, you ain't mad at me, are you? You're yelling at like, "Hey, Victoria!" Well, if you yell that out, you can remember to pray for him, right? We want to see a miracle. God's heard our prayers. Jesus has saved him. Anybody else that wants to be refreshed? Come up here and I'll slap you. Praise God. Come up here. Anybody wants prayer, wants to be refreshed, come up here. You can leave here refreshed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch David, Lord, and I pray over his lungs right now that he's pointing out to you. You can see what he's pointing out, Lord. I pray over that boy's stomach right now, and I command in the name of Jesus that stomach to be healed, commanding the hand of God. You've heard our prayers, and the Holy Ghost is releasing you, Jesus, into his stomach and into this man right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that our prayers have been heard, and they've been healed now in Jesus' name. Amen.
You get the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Come down here, you two. Oh, here he comes. Praise God. Come down here. Come down here. We got to give him room in case he starts flying with this thing. Amen? Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I really, really have a soft for all sickness, but this guy has MS. So I pointed to the lady Friday, and I said, "You're healed from MS. She said, "Okay." Like it was news to her or something. Holly, you all want to be refreshed, huh? We've got a little refreshed. Now, if I pronounce things wrong, don't get mad at me. I can't flow in the Holy Ghost if you get mad at me. There it is right there. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, as we ask the Holy Spirit to help us right now to release Jesus all through his body, all through this MS is driven out now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the help and the counseling of your Holy Spirit that takes from you and gives to this young man. We don't do it, Lord, but we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, that we're just releasing right now our faith in you, Jesus, and just believing that you're supplying his need, Lord, commanding the hand of God to go all through his legs, all through his nervous system in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, for your grace. It cannot be held back. You have heard our prayers, Father God, and this has to take place in the power of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Refresh him, Lord. Cause manifestations in his body, Lord, so he'll know that you've been touched in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Ooh, Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Would you hurt your leg, brother?
It's my lower back.
Your lower back. Ooh. What kind of work do you do? Construction, probably?
Yeah.
Do you? Are you out of work now? Or
yeah.
Are you?
Disabled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where you heard it on a job, you mean?
No, I'm just hurt in a car accident.
Oh.
So.
Okay. What's your first name?
Randy.
You didn't call on the telephone trying to find out what this place was, did you? No, that was Richard, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, it's both ours. Close. Close counts in hush shoes. Raise your hands, Randy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just ask the Holy Spirit upon him right now. taken from Jesus and all through his back, his pinched nerves, Lord, adjust him right now. Just like you did the sun, Lord, you put it back on the sundial. Adjust his back right now in Jesus' name. I command the hand of God to fall upon him in Jesus' name. The healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand right there a minute, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, refresh, Lord. Refresh, Lord. Refresh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Refresh in Jesus' name. Refresh in Jesus' name. I bind that right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your presence all over her body, Lord. All over her body. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Just refresh. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Refresh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh in Jesus' name. Refresh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear? What's going on? In your neck? Your back or your neck, dear? And the neck. The back and the neck. Do you have any burning sometimes that goes down your... down your back? You do? Hallelujah. I'm saying hallelujah because God's going to heal you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We call upon the Holy Spirit. We don't know what's going on in the neck and the burning down the back and the shoulder, Lord, but we know that you are Lord and you can take it. This is a daughter of God. She's blood bought. This is your property, Lord Jesus Christ. Then it's up to you, Lord, to release the healing anointing, Lord, to be faithful. That grace going into her right now in Jesus' name. That grace going into of you, Lord Jesus Christ, going into her right now, all through her neck, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it loose. Let it loose. Hallelujah. Just let it loose. Let it loose. Don't hold it tight. There you go. That's it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Father God, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Back again, huh? You pull the muscle?
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Open your hand like this. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, the healing power of Jesus into this arm right now, into this muscle right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, just take from Jesus. Release the gift of healing into this muscle right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hold it out like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How's that feel? You don't have any pain? Praise God. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, refresh her, Lord. This woman of God, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, at times you have called her, come up here, I want to show you things. And she's been obedient, Lord. Now, Holy Spirit, the things you have showed her, help her, Holy Spirit, to cause them to manifest in her life, that she'll bring glory to you, and that she'll walk in the ministry that you've showed, Lord. We We thank you and we praise you for her heart. We thank you and we praise you for the refreshing right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Where's the pain now?
I don't have as much as I did. It's little now.
Just a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to walk by faith in that part, right?
I like that.
You said it feels good, right?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Get a lot of clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And how long you had that pain?
For a long time.
Years or months or years? Wow. Hallelujah. Wow.
It's a lot better than what it was.
That's why you got up and had to walk out there and everything. Wow.
Severe back problems.
So now you're just going to have to say to your back, you're healed. You're healed. You're healed in Jesus' name, right? And that's life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yep.
As a man thinketh, so is he. So you don't want to think pain. You want to think healing. You just got a sign from God. Just like he did Hezekiah, he gave you a sign. He touched your back. He squished that pain all the way down to very little now. It's terrible. Now he's going to school you how to walk by faith, and you're going to get rid of the rest of that. You know why? It's already gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, refreshing, Lord. Refreshing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Refreshing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Are you blessed? How do you feel, Michael? Do you feel better than when you came in? Give a lot of clap offering. He feels, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Whoa, I used to do this when I was on Bud. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, how can we thank you? And we can't thank you enough, Lord. So this morning you saved. That was a miracle, Lord, saving that young man, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the miracles you're going to do in their lives, Lord. We thank you for the healings, Lord. We thank you for the backs healed. We thank you for the refreshing. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we got to believe by the Holy Spirit that you have heard our prayers each time and every time. We got to believe that we can do the same because you said it, Jesus. You said it, Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, help us to believe and have faith in what Jesus said. Help us to have faith like Hezekiah did. Help us have that faith that like you have, Jesus Christ, manifesting in our lives, that we may bring glory. I know healing brings glory to you, Lord. Miracles brings glory to you. Financial blessings brings glory to you, Lord Jesus. We're not going to listen to our flesh. We're not going to listen to the devil. We're not going to listen to the world. But as we think, Lord, so we're going to renew our minds. And we need the help and the counseling and the comforting and the strengthening of the Holy Spirit every day to take from you, Jesus. So we'll go on, Lord, and be a blessing to you and blessing to people. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you have done here this morning. We draw attention to nobody. You are King of Kings. You are the Son of the Most High God. You are the one that saved us and gave us grace, Lord, and sent your Holy Spirit so that we can carry on your work on this earth, Lord Jesus Christ. So we don't look at ourselves. We got to believe that you are more important than we are, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we honor you and we speak with our mouth that we love you today, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in this ministry, what you have done for these people, for having a heart as you always have to save people, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that the saving of people will grow in this church, Lord. They'll come out of the bar rooms, Lord, the rich, the poor, Lord. Revival shall break open, Lord. The world needs miracles, Lord. Colorado Springs needs miracles, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you. The body of Christ needs to see this stuff revived by you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory today, Lord, because you are faithful to our prayers and you've heard our prayers. And we all touch and agree now in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Yes. Praise God.